This is FAQ with Chris Knight.
We're asking the questions today to Dean Lotto of Pines Power Sports Marine. Let's talk about service.
This time of year, it's big. And a couple of our products, the Sea-Doo and the Evinrude E-Tech stuff, the direct-injected two-stroke outboards, are very important for a lot of different factors. Let's be honest, we put these things away, we yank them out this time of year. Holy cow, let's get to the lake and run these things hard. We got to go fishing. Batteries, battery power, charging a battery. We see tons of it in our service department. You really need to do something to get this looked after. First of all, charging a battery is one thing. You've got to load test it. A lot of our electronics do not work good if a battery is load testing under 10 volts. And a load test is pretty simple. I mean, you got to basically have a machine on it when you're putting load on it, like starting a vehicle, doing something that says, hey, it maintains the proper voltage when you do have load on it. A lot of people charge it, and Jesus says 12 or 12 and a half volts, that should be good. When they go to try to start something, if it drops to 4, 5, 6 volts, A, you're probably not going to start that. And B, the electronics and a lot of our things are not going to run very good.
Well, could that cause long-term damage by having not enough voltage going through?
There's lots of things that are going on in our E-Techs and a couple other things that really depend on having good voltage all the time. And they throw codes if the voltage is too low. Because in an E-Tech engine, outboard as an example, it's taking the power from the stator to run the injectors. It's not charging the battery until you really get some good RPMs on it. We see in our quads and our Sea-Doos, if that voltage is too low, it'll start throwing voltage codes, same thing, because it's trying to run a very sophisticated electronic system. And really what you're doing is you're starving that system from battery voltage. And although you might go for a ride, you might have actually drained the battery since you've been out because you started with a poor battery. It really didn't charge at all when you were out riding.
Sometimes we kind of overlook the software updates that need to be done to these too. How important are those?
You know, a huge factor when you bring something in, our software now is updated through the Wi-Fi connection to our computers. We don't know there's a software update until we plug it into your unit. And we're always shocked. I mean, you might not have seen us for 2, 3 years. We plug it in, automatically it kicks on and says, hey, let's update the software for, you know, oil consumption. Let's update the idle control. Let's update this. And a lot of stuff we don't even know is in there, but BRP is constantly working at making the electronics in that unit better so that you have a better ownership experience. But if you don't come get it plugged in, you're running with the software from 2011, 12, 13, as opposed to the latest and greatest.
And we should be keeping an eye on the spark plugs too.
You know what? Spark plugs, we sell a ton of them. I mean, a lot of these are very high performance units running at very high RPMs. It's not like your car running at 1500 or 2000. These things run at 6, 7, 8,000 RPMs. And really the spark plug is really working hard in there, and they're in water-based environments. I mean, under the seat of a Sea-Doo, if you ever pull the seat off, it's pretty damp in there on a regular basis. You need to get those spark plugs changed every 2 or 3 years. I do mine almost every year in my stuff. It's just runability. I get on the lake, I can go. I don't have to worry about it.
You know what? You've got to make sure your maintenance is up to date and up to schedule. And the best way to do that is to, of course, talk to the experts. Dean Lotto from Pines Power Sports Marine. You can visit pinespsm.com or stop by any of the stores, Melfort, Nipawin, or PA.
Missed an episode? Check out FAQ On Demand at ckbi.com.